Likud Rav Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, a very Zman Cham. We're holding now Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Parsha Zocho, Shavuos Shechal B'Purim, Parsha Tetzave, so many different inyonim that are, in Yiddish we say, we're arangevikled, we're bundled in such a chosh of a Zman. So I want to bring one Nekudat Tichoina. It connects also to what I spoke with the Talmidim last week in Eretz Yisrael. We had an Asifa Thursday night. So then it was Erev Parsha Shkolim, but Mingaret Abyssal Shkolim. But it's the same theme. Parsha Shkolim is really the Agdome to Purim. The Gemara Megillah. Right? The Gemara Megillah. Seems that Shkolim is a... Not just Shkolim is Dover Choshev. The Mashmi al Shkolim. The Shkolim Memela, right? The Shkolim were really Chodesh Nisan. Shkolim is not Chodesh Adar. The Chadesh, the Lishka Chadosha, that's on Nisan, really. So if you think about it, the Shkolim was just an announcement. Chodesh Adar, they made an announcement. Mashmi al Shkolim. The whole thing is a Shtikl Pella. Because the Avudram learns all of the, when we read the parashas, it's Neshalma Pogim Sfaseinu. So the Avudram understands that when we read Parsha Shkolim, it's a Neshalma Pogim Sfaseinu. Which is really, as much as I could say over this Yisoid, this bothers me for over 40 years. What's Shaykh Neshalma Pogim Sfaseinu on Mashmiim Al Shkolim? Neshama Purim Sfaseinu, we understand. The Tmidim, the Musafim, we read about it. That's considered like we offered it. We have a Neshama Purim Sfaseinu. I understand. Makes sense. What's Shaykh Neshama Purim Sfaseinu on an announcement? What was Echad Ba'adr? There was no carbon. It was a practical announcement. Mashmin Al Ashkolim. It was a Zman. Made sense. It was a Chodesh before. They announced about the Shkolim. What does that have to do with it? I'm going to get the schus of what? Of the announcement? We're reading it to get what? Neshama Purim Sfaseinu. What's the pshat? Ich frage ach pshat tove. Asking not Art Scroll, Sensino, Jastro, Rachman Oluflan. Just translate it. What does it even mean? It's very difficult. Very difficult. The Neshama Purim Sfaseinu was always, you want to, through your words, you want to get the mile of the carbon. It's nothing to do with this. This is like a hechsher. It's a hechsher of a hechsher. We announced the bringing of the coins, which ultimately the coins were put into Alishka, and ultimately they made Haramas Alishka. What's positive to the Neshama Purim Sfaseinu? It's mind-boggling. In a Mother Aloha, I'm not going to answer the question. But I'm just telling you, it's mind-boggling. We'll talk now Machshove. But in Mother Aloha, I don't even, if I care, this is open to the Olam. Anybody has a teretz, I'll carry your kelim to the Beis HaMechutz. If you can answer to me in Halacha, this, because I'm waiting Arayom Hazeh for an answer, Halachic answer. What Shaykh Neshalma Purim Sfaseinu on such a thing? On an announcement. But we'll leave that on the side. The bottom line is we see the Mashmim al Shkolim is such a choshev inyan that every year it's one of the Dalal Parshias that we taka read it. But then you go through the Maseches Megillah. And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goli v'yadua mishoma v'hoya oilom that Homan HaRosha is going to be osed lishkol shkolim by Yehudim la'abdom. That Shlomo HaMelech is going to make a Mishkan, the Goyen makes a whole Cheshbon, even the amount of the Shkolim, the Goyen has a whole Cheshbon. Lefikach, Higdim Shkolenu L'Shkolov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makdim, our Shkolim, to the Shkolim of Haman. We counteract Haman. The Hainu, Zokti Gemara, the Hainu of Be'echad Ba'adr Mashmir Al HaShkolim. Now it's even a bigger pillar, right? So now, the Mashmin al HaShkolim is a schus to be doicha shikle homa. Of Satan's. Next, why do we have to be doicha shikle homa? Is it pesachus for homa that he has shkolim? That we need now to counteract it? We have to counteract this murderer. This murderer that wants to destroy Agansa Am, Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf, and he's ready to pay top dollar to do it. Now, we have to counteract that schus. Have to outdo Haman's schus. You don't tell me, Haman did episode chesed, now we have to outdo the chesed of Haman. I understand. Haman did episode a maisa toiv, now we have to do something to counteract Haman. I understand. This was money. This was black money. This was Schwarzgeld, murder money, blood money that he was using to murder out an entire nation. Now we hikdim. The Rebbeinu Shem was kielu worried for Klal Yisrael. We need a Sanyeger for this kitrug. So Hashem gave us the our shkolim. What shaykh is our shkolim? Tishkolim. What do we need it for? What's Tutsachto? It's Merafe Sigre. Mamish Merafe Sigre. Okay. Parshas Tetzavi starts. The Atal Tetzavi is B'nai Yisrael, the Yikho Elech Hashem and Zayizoch. Talk to Balaturim, probably one of the most famous Balaturims. Lo Yizkir Moshe B'zeh HaSeder. Moshe's name is not in this parasha. Mashenke in Bekol HaChumash. The whole Chumash. Obviously, it's Lav Davki to Baltum. Right? Baltum is Lav Davki. It doesn't mean Mamish. He writes, from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu Mishosh and Eilad Moshe ain't Seder Shalichus Kabbalah. It's Lav Davki to Baltum. Right? Because those of you that are a little bit proficient in Mikra know that in Dvorim there's Kama Vakama Parashis. That Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned. Shaved him. He saw him. So no parashas where Moshe's name is not mentioned. It's not just here. But for sure, from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was mentioned till now, for sure, he's mentioned in every parasha. The Ben Ishchai actually says that Moshe Rabbeinu was miramis, that he wanted his name taken out. Dafkin parashas Tetzavi, because it says, Mecheni no misifrecho. Misifrecho is misifrecho. Tetzavi is the 20th parish in the Torah. So Mecheni no misefer chof. Take me out of that sefer chof. Ben Ishchai Zachar. But all these nekudas, hechon shalom hochim, we have to know what's pshat and why dafka parashas Tetzavi. What's pshat? The Baal Turim says, since Atam, Shemoyshe ba'atzma yoma ha'mecheni no misifra asher kosavta. V'kilu la'aschocho ma'afilu al tanai ubo v'niskayim boy. This is a Balaturim. A shver Balaturim. Very difficult Balaturim. Balaturim is calling this what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Mecheni no misifra kilu it's a kilu la'aschocho ma'afilu al tanai ubo. It's hard to understand the whole thing. From beginning to end. Number one, it's a klola. What's a klola? It's a moiridik amida of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moiridik amida of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, that take me out of the Torah for Klal Yisrael. It's a klola. Moshe Rabbeinu is being masked. I'm ready. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to be moist for myself for Klal Yisrael. Sokhtem. So now what? It's not now. That's a klola. Al tanai hibo. Adirabba, Moshe Rabbeinu should be zeich to have extra. Midi kerei midi should have more names, not less names. But afilu timsaloyma that we have a movement in what's going on, in what the Balaturim is telling us. Even if let's make believe we understand. How you talking? Why dafke here? Why in Parshas Tetzaveh? Why in Parshas Tetzaveh is Moshe Rabbeinu's name is taken out. Obviously, it's a cheshbon that it's punk door in Parshas Tetzavi. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is taken. Stav zayin a cheshbon. According to the Ben Ishchai, even more. Moshe Rabbeinu ben Mechuvin. This is the parsha. Misefer Chof. This is the one I don't want. Why? Why punktir? Because that's needs havana. Vos is vos likda. The Priskei Rav and the Imrei Bina, both Shnei Neviim, Misnabnim, Besignan Echot, they both say that the Kom Tomid, which is brought down in this week's Parsha, as well as in Parsha's Pinchos, Chashivas of the Kom Tomid, but over here the Kom Tomid is brought down differently than in Parsha's Pinchos. Over in Parsha's Pinchos it says, HaKevas Echot Asim Aboikim, HaKevas Hasheni Tasim Ben Aboim. In this week's parasha, it says it's hakeves ho echad. It's hakeves ho echad. So the Imrei Bina and the Briskei Rav both say the same thing, that the Gemara says that the korban tomid shel shachar is not ma'akev the tomid shel ben abay. Tomid shel shachar any ma'akev tomid shel ben abay. So for whatever reason they were nenas, there was no tomid shel shachar. You're still a din of tomid shel ben abay, right? So the Briskei Rav, but. But the first Talmud was Makiv. Those were given the Chinuch HaMishkan. And they wouldn't have been allowed to bring the Talmud Shol Ben Abayim if they wouldn't have brought the Talmud Shol Shachar. In other words, you can't be Mechanech the Mishkan until you bring the Talmud Shol Shachar. Memela, the first one, was Esakefes Ho Echad. It's not Stam A. This has to be the first one. It's Makiv Tak. Try to have Avona. What is the lekach of that? What do we take away from the fact that the mikdash is a tanai and the mikdash has to be nischanach with the tomid shel shachar on them gates? Even the ladoris, it's not ma'akev that you should have a tomid shel shachar. Why do you have to have a chayvus tomid shel shachar? If you didn't have it, you didn't have it. But the mikdash, it's ma'akev. I don't know why that is. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss. I'm just going to be aiming on one other nekuda, Parsha Zocho. We find that by Parsha Zocho, there's a special inyan that there has to be a kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. Some rishonim hold that the tzibur is ma'akev. Very few things that we have that are choiva that the tzibur is ma'akev. Megillah Taka the Gemara is a tzad. It's two tzadim in the Gemara. This year it's a whole lumda shashayla, because poor Meshulish, they get against all the cities that normally keep Shushan Purim. This year they're going to hear the Megillah on regular Purim, on Yudalit. It's a big shayla if that kriya is like a kriya sholei bizmanet. It's a big machlekes. Big machlekes achroinim, if that kriya needs to be with a minyan. The Mishabur grad is machmil. He says you shouldn't, if you don't have a minion, let's say you're shalayim, you don't have a minion, you should make it without a bracha. A lot of poiskim hold not like the Mishabur. A lot of the poiskim hold that you dalad this year, that's called dosis dizman. Dosis taka dizman. And it goes into a lot of the shilas that we were discussing. A cotton, that's nisgadol, on Shushan Purim, you shalayim, does he have to eat a Megillah again? Somebody didn't, the shilas we started discussing yesterday. If somebody doesn't have a Megillah on, somebody was oynus in Yerushalayim. He didn't hit a Megillah on Yudalit. Does he? This year, let's say a guy, a Ben Yerushalayim, need Kam Shabbos, he didn't yet hit a Megillah. Does he have a Chayiv to hit a Megillah? Briskei Rav holds a cotton that's Nisgadol on Purim as a Chayiv to hit a Megillah on Shabbos. He has to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Without a bracha. The Shevet Alevi brings on an Eidus from Briskei Rav, from Rav Schlesinger, B'shem to Briskei Rav. And Briskei Rav held that a cotton shin is gadol this year, Shushan Purim, it's chayiv to read the Megillah. Because he read the Megillah on Yudalit, he was still a cotton. And he's still chayiv in Megillah, als it's Purim. The Ikka Chayvas Kriyas. So we went into all, I'm not going to go into this now, the lumdus of the Shaila, the Kriyas Yudalit this year, hundreds of other Shailas that are totally in the Shaila. This is just like the tip of the Imamish, the tip. Hundreds of shots. Maybe Shabbos will get a chance to properly be maimik in this poor Meshulish. But it's nerve, as I said yesterday, it's nerve oyim, the fact that it's all opened, it's a sefer pesuach, poor Meshulish. The Gemara, no discussion. The only thing we have in the Gemara klar is that they read the Megillah on Friday. That's all. The word poor Meshulish is not found in the Shas Bavli. And There's no direction in the Gemara. When do you bring Mishloach Manos? When do you have Sudas Purim? When do you do us? Nothing. Not zero. Zero. The Chazon Ish holds not the way the Chachma Yerushalayim holds. Such a basic machlokes. Chazon Ish holds Mishloach Manos, Mechteis Mishloach Manos on Sunday. Mishloach Manos is it's one of the things he's massing on the Mishabura. Should be on Friday. Can't separate Mishloach Manos from Matanos Levyanim. They're brothers. Matanos Levyanim on Friday, Mishloach Manos on Friday. Malbach, right? Maram ben Chaviv holds Sudas Purim this year in Yerushalayim. Shabbos, not Sunday. Such basic things. You think that would be in the Gemara. Right? It should be in the Gemara. What to do? Nothing. That needs a shear on its own. Forgetting what the halach is. State nicht. State gol nicht. Zero. That's why there's such a big gap. There's such a big gap. In order to be Yotze Mishloach, if you want to be a real bliskel, in order to be Yotze Mishloach Manos according all Shitas in Yerushalayim this year, you have to give Mishloach Manos on Friday, Lefi Shitas Chazon Ish, Mishloach Manos on Shabbos, Lefi Shitas Maham Ben Chaviv, and Mishloach Manos on Sunday to be Yotze Mishabur. How do you like that? Okay. And why is that? Because it's not brought down in the Gemara. Purim Mishulish. Not brought down in the Gemara. What's the tongue? That needs a shear on its own. That needs a shear. How you talking? Helimu davar zeh. Helimu davar zeh. The whole Sudas Purim on Sunday is a Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi. The Malbach holds, the Maham Ben Chaviv holds, the fact that the Babli doesn't bring it down, the Babli is Cholik with Yerushalmi. Babli Halnish does it. The Babli Halnish does it. The Purim is Shabbos. V'lo Yavor. The Rishonim actually ask. The Rishonim ask on the Yerushalmi. The Ran asked the Kasha. V'lo Yavor. Lo Yavor means you can't do it after the Zman. The Ran wants to say maybe Lo Yavor is only doing the Kriya, not a din. Okay, I don't want to get stuck in this. We're going to get lost in this. But the bottom line is, how do we get into this discussion? I don't know. Shmuel, you have the computer. You can tell us how we got in there. But the bottom line is, Parsha Zocho, because we're speaking about a minion. So some hold that in Yerushalayim, Yitaka need a minion. Right? That's what Mishabura holds, that you need a minion. To make a bracha, you need a minion. Anyway, so Lemaisa, the Parsha Zocho is Boya Asora. And that's how the Rishonim learn over there, the Gemara there with Rebbe Lezer, the Rosh, the Shichur Avdoi, was Yena Kriya, the Kriya of Parsha Zoch. The Kriya Parsha Zoch. The Raisa, Tzibur, Minyan. Why are you a Minyan? What's that when I'm a Minyan? The way most of the Rishonim learned the mitzvah of Zohar is to be Ma'orer, the sinner of Amalek. As I state in Rambam, the Ramban, to be Ma'orer, the sinner in Amalek, to be Ma'orer us, to destroy Amalek. That's the main mitzvah. Right? That we should not be shechech, the sinner of Amalek. Yeah? So the chayre, what do we need? Every person, as long as every Jew remembers that. It's not even posh, you have to do it every year, midarais. Sefer Achino, Chamban. Pashtus is the fact that we have to read Parsha Zocha every year. You could say it's a kiyum, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Or a mitzvah derais. You could say you could do it once every 3 years, 4 years. So there's a Gemara taka that the mace is nishtakach min alev, yud beis chodesh. But l'chayre, that's a special segula that Hashem gave that people that should be nishtakach min alev, right? Not by other things, Baruch Hashem, a tosis we remember more than yud beis chodesh. Chaz v'shom, we should forget a tosis every 12 months, right? The mace is gezeirah sheishtakach min alev, yud beis chodesh. So, but some learn like that. Some learn like that. The Maram Shik holds. That's why when you have an Ibul Yom like we had last year, you have to be mechaven again in the Parshas. In the Parshas Kiseitze Yoitze to be Yoitze Mitzvah of Parshas Och. That's that. He tackles. It's a big chiddush. A chiddush nifla. It's a chiddush nifla. Because Parshas, even if you would learn like the Maram Shik and the Chassam Sofer, you would learn that the reason why Chazal gave every 12 months is taka deraisa dike shorish, because a person's memory. I mean, you have the Gemara Makkos. The Gemara Makkos says that Gemara Ksubis says for 60 years. Right? A person remembers Stam 60 years. Here, 60 years. And if they will miyachad you to be an aid, you remember more than 60 years. Could you imagine? As I say in the Gemara. The Gemara says that a guy could be believed on an Eidus for 60 years. You could say 60 years later what you saw. And if they made you into an aid, more than 60 years. If Shlomo Haiman Zecher Tzadik L'Vrocha, he once wanted a Ma'ara to tell me them to think a little bit. He said when they were learning Ksubas, he said, I don't understand. Every Eidus after 60 years should be Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. Every Eidus after 60 years should be Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. Because you're only good kosher Eidus because somebody told you to be an aid. Otherwise, after 60 years, you put. If you came to Bezin and said, you know, I happen to have seen this 61 years ago, Bezin would say, it's too long ago. Sorry. If you say, no, listen, 61 years ago, I was told to be an aid, then we'll accept the Eidus. How could you have Yochel Azima? Nobody was miyachadem to say Manu Ayisa. Nobody was miyachad two people and said, remember in 60 years to say Manu Ayisem on this guy. Every Manu Ayisem just happens to happen. You're not miyuchad to say Eidus of Yeidus Shat Yochel Azim. So every Eidus after 60 years should be automatically Eidus Shat Yochel Azim. It's not good to kasha, think about it. But anyway, so even if you're mekabel that a person's memory is 12 months, and that's the L'chaira, as long as a person had a reminder during the year, Parshas Peshalach and Parshas Kiseitze, so you're reminded. You're reminded about Parshas Zoch. We talk about Parshas Zoch. So to tell me that there's a... But L'maisa, there's a choiv d'raisa, according to these, we show him that the zechir has to be done with a tzibur. Why? Why do you need that the Schiris Mechias Amolik? Why is it in Sibur? It's not a Dover Shebekdushin. It's not a Pe'etzim, it's not a Dover Shebekdushin. Why do you? It's a Dover Muzer. It's a Dover Muzer. It's Zich HaChoyves Yochid. Mitzvah Zohar, Mitzvah Schiris Mechias Amolik, is not a Choyves Sibur like Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, many we show him hold, is not a Choyves Yochid. It's Choyves Sibur. Right? That's the whole Ron's distinction. The Ron in Megillah explains what's the difference between Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Meaning, the man who holds Megillah, you also need a minyan. So, why doesn't the Mishnah Megillah count? The Mishnah says all the things that you need 10 people for. Kriyas HaTorah, Kedusha, why doesn't the Mishnah list? Megillah. Tana be Megillah koi. So the Ron Enfert, Apostle Teretz, the Ron says that Megillah is not a Chayvas Tzibur. It's a Chayvas Yochid. Even the mandomos, you have to do it b'tzibur, it's not a choivas tzibur. It's my individual obligation. Right? Happens to be, one mandomos says, you should be mekayim at b'tzibur. Alt p'suminis, alt whatever the cheshvin is. But it's not a choivas tzibur. It's choivas yochid. Actually, Vilna Goyen uses that for an explanation why by Kriyas HaTorah there's no gzeira derabah. And by Megillah, there's yeh gzeira derabah. Why is that a gzeira derabah on Kriyas HaTorah? Right? Or Kriyas HaMegillah is, when we read Megillah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, why is there a problem of gzeira derabah? So the Goyen says, there was no gzeira derabah on a tzibur. The gzeira derabah was on a yochid. Megillah is a choyves yochid. On a yochid, there's a that's why it makes it even more difficult to learn like the Maram ben Chaviv, that by poor Meshulish, you're supposed to give Meshulich Manas on Shabbos. Are you talking there shouldn't be Gzeira de Rabba on Meshulich Manas? How could it be that there shouldn't be Gzeira de Rabba on Meshulich Manas? That's how I think of it. Anyway, Balamai said it's a shtickle appella. It's a shtickle appella that Parsha Zohar, which is clearly a Chivas Yochid, Be'etzim, it's not a Chivas Tzibah, that the Arishanim who hold, it's from the only mitzvahs that you can only be Mekayim, you have to Mekayim at the Chayv de Raisa. That was the Shichur Avdoi for Parsha Zohar. What's the Pshat in there? So I think Rabbi Said is in a Kudu Chashuva that goes through the whole Mitzchil of Atzoif. There's a tremendous difference between Gashmias and Ruchnias in how you acquire it. Gashmias is a competitive world. It's a competitive world. That means if somebody would tell you that, is it kfira to believe that what Reuven has impacts Shimon? So most would say, yeah, that's kfira. They may say, I suffer from it, but it's kfira. Right? It's kfira. So I want to tell you, it's not lo kol kach pashut. Why is it lo kol kach pashut? So Ranin Rosh Hashanah. The Ranin Rosh Hashanah says, we know that Rosh Hashanah, kol b'yoylom oivim lefonov, kol mazenoisav k'tzuvim loy. But then there's another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, pa'abo prokim oylom nita. Sukkah is on water, the Paris on Shavuos, Pesach Tefuah, Sukkot Mayim. Frekteran, I thought everything is decided Rosh Hashanah. Everything is decided Rosh Hashanah. What's the separate nidah? How many apples there'll be in the world? Who cares how many apples there'll be in the world? How many apples am I going to get? That's what I care. How many apples are we going to have over here? So everything is decided. The quality of the apples, and it's all decided on Rosh Hashanah. How juicy my oranges is L'chor decided on Rosh Hashanah. Right? What's positive? That's the Ran's kasha. You want to hear Ran's chiddush? Unbelievable chiddush. The Ran says, on Rosh Hashanah it's decided the percentage that you're getting. Look at it like a corporation. Corporation. I have a 1% stock. Yeah? I have one Bitcoin. Yeah, fine, but how much is Bitcoin worth? How much is the company worth? How much is the... Right? I have a 1% stock in Amazon. How have I, right? The yeshiva will be in better shape. Right? I have 1% stock in... How big is Amazon? If 30 years ago I had 1% in Amazon, it wouldn't be such a gewaltige Sache. Today, 1% in Amazon. It's like 1%. Zokter Ran, Rosh Hashanah has decided what percentage you're going to get. Vifel et zayin, does Hashanah zayin, habo prokem oilom nidoy. So it could very well be that I will be impacted, my Paris will be impacted based on what happens on Shavuos. That's Aran. According to the Ran, there's some kind of chalukah, which we find in many places in Chazal. That there's competition. There is such a musig as competition. There's a musig. It's a musig. And if you have a chocolate cake, right? You know, when you go to a kiddush hamol, there's a certain cake you want, a certain sushi platter, a certain, and you're eyeing it from the other side of the room, and you're hoping that Be'ezah Hashem you should be zeiche to get there before there's another guy a couple of feet closer who has a bigger appetite, and you'll get there first as the. And we all see it. You'll see it every Shabbos. That there is such a thing as competition. That guy's five pieces of yapchik affected your yapchik. It's not kfira. It's not kfira. That Yena's five pieces of yapchik affected how much yapchik he got. Right. That's Gashmias. Zok to Gemara and Tainus. Torah is Andersh, Ruchnius is Andersh, Koi Devorainu Mashem Keish. Torah is different. Ruchnius is different. Ruchnius is not Gashmius. There's not a platter of sushi that's getting smaller, and every guy that chops that tuna or that salmon or that whatever your favorite one, that's missing now. Now when I go to the platter, my piece is missing. Zok to Gemara, Koi Devorainu Mashem Keish. Ma'esh, koton, madlikas hagodl. Every piece of wood you throw in makes the fire bigger. A little wood could make the big wood burn. A little twig. Look what happened in California. You'll see pictures of the fire, how it spread. Little twigs. That means that Ruchnius is the opposite of Gashmius. Not just there's no competition. Yena's involvement in Ruchnius enhances my Ruchnius. Koi devarainu mashem keish. It's the opposite. Our Ali and Ruchnius is how much we contribute to each other. Koton madligas agodl. Koton madligas agodl. That's our, that's das kufe. Rabbi Isaac Sher, Zecha Tzadik Levrochim, is the Edom of the Alto Slobodkin. Rabbi Isaac Sher, Rabbi Yankov spoke about him in reverence. Rabbi Isaac Sher. Rabbi Isaac Sher, this the devout maybe doesn't know, maybe Asher Reb David knows it from Bnei Brak, the Bnei Brakers know it, but the Stam people don't know this. Rabbi Isaac Sher, the one who was metapel with his body, you know, when a person dies, for some reason, that's the way it is by Klal Yisrael. For a dead person, we have tremendous covet. Don't touch the bed, don't touch the mita, make place for the mita. They could push 20 people on the floor for the mita. And the 20 people you pushed on the floor is a deraisa. Yeah. I've seen that happen. You could kill people. Kovet HaMes, for some Kovet HaChai. But Kovet HaChai, Kovet HaMes by us is very special. I think the pshal is because once a person is dead and they put a box with a cover, it's Judaica. For a Jew, it's a Jew, a bad Jew, a Judaica. So when a gav returns into a chefze, it's a choshev zach. A chefze. By me, I have much more chashivas for a living Jew. Kovet HaMes is Kovet HaMes. I have chiyuvim, I was Kovet HaMes. But a living Jew. That's the chara. For Maise, Rabbi Isaac Sher, the one who was involved in the tahara of Rabbi Isaac Sher, was a guy, I think his name was Brunner, the name I can't tell you 100%, I think his name was Brunner, was a barber. You have seen him? The barber in Bnei Brak, he was a barber on Rechoy Verbakiva. Brunner, a Holocaust survivor, had a barber shop on Rechoy Verbakiva. He was also a member of the Chevra Kadisha. Punkt. Punkt, he was a member of the Chevra Kadisha. And Rabbi Isaac Sher, Bagrusoy, as he got older, this barber, they called him to the house to give Rabbi Isaac haircuts. So he gave this brother, this Holocaust, he gave Rabbi Isaac Sher haircuts. And when he took advantage, he gave Rabbi Isaac Sher haircuts, he would ask him shaylas the Chevra Kadisha had, you know, different shaylas. When Rabbi Isaac Sher, he was not so chayim beinov. This barber was not so chayim beinei Rabbi Isaac Sher. Rabbi Isaac Sher told him one day, I want you to be metapel mi lachem eves. And he was the only one, he was the metapel from the metapelim of Rabbi Isaac Sher when Rabbi Isaac Sher was niftel. But not only that, this yid had a specialist, obviously he got his kavas to Rabbi Isaac. He asked Rabbi Isaac if he could come to his vadim in the yeshiva. His shmuzin. He wasn't holding by coming to the shiur. Shmuzin. So Rabbi Isaac Sher, you know, Slobodka was ran very misudar. Wasn't a hefkeveld. Right? Shmuzin is for the Talmud yeshiva. It's not stama shmuzin. You know, called it tzrich yeshiva yisach. It's a shmuzin. So it was an interesting request. Rabbi Isaac Sher said, yes, you could come. Anyway, the guy came. He loved it. He comes to Rabbi Isaac Sher. He says, you know, I have a whole bunch of friends, Hungarians, that came, also Holocaust survivors. I want to bring my chevra, 10 guys, push it to Inge Rishin to come to the Rabbi Isaac Sher. Rabbi Isaac Sher, this was already a big request. Rabbi Isaac Sher says, okay, I'm asking, but you have to bring them here first. You have to first bring them to the apartment. Bring them to me. Meaning like they have to have a bechina. See, he tells Rabbi Isaac, I feel a vinsa give him here. Mackenzie is for heaven. They're less than I am. They're even less than I am. There's nothing to prepare them. Like you thought, you know, you're going to walk in, he's going to tell them, you know, maybe give me good pshat in the shach and kufhei mit bittel barov, and tam kiko de reise mit. There's nobody to talk to. So he said, no. If you want this group to come to my shmuz, I have to talk to them. Anyway, they come into the room, they sit by the table. Rabbi Isaac Sher says, ask them one question. Hotir ala emuna. Do all of you have emuna in Hashem? They were stunned. course it means. Said, Rebbe, you know what it is to go through the Holocaust? And we shem return mitzvahs. Of course. That was the fair. He says, Yehota Muna. Where do you work? Every single one of them worked in Tel Aviv. Which you have to realize, in those days, Bnei Brak was nothing. It wasn't like today. Bnei Brak was zero, a couple of dirt roads. So there's nothing. Nobody had a job in Bnei Brak. Everybody worked in Tel Aviv. That was the expected answer. That wasn't his question. He said, when they told him they work in Tel Aviv, he says, how do you get there? You walk? They said, Ma pitom, we walk. There's a Kav 45, I think it was. There's a bus, 45 bus. We go. What? 54. See, I'm off. And it's less than 60 years. But could be the guy told me 45 volts, I don't know. But anyway, so Lemaise says, we go on the bus. He turns to him, he goes, is the bus driver a Shomer Torah or mitzvahs? Bus driver, Shomer Torah, mitzvahs. Of course not. He's a bus driver, an Israeli bus driver. Now you have to realize, in those days, if you go back, now, 60 years, 70 years, the people that were not from then were not like today. Today, a not from person, then they knew. Right? So not from means he gave up. He learned in a cheder. He gave it up. I'm not accusing anyone. I'm just saying that's the Metzius. Chazni shad alimut schus on them also. He said, so Chazal tells us, that means a guy's not—he's not alive in the eyes of Chazal. You have a dead bus driver. You're not afraid for your life. And then he throws another Chazal. Also, leilech ma'moritz bederech al chayav loy chos al chayachirim. You can't put your life in the hands of somebody who doesn't care about his own life. Somebody who doesn't care about his own life, you can't trust. Right? You can't trust him. They're doing now a whole new, the whole transportation association. Because safety, they have all these stories with different flights. Some of them seem crazy, right? One plane lands like this. One plane landed on this bat. It was a propeller. You look at the plane, you can't believe it. It's like, what was it? It looks like the pilot was by me for Suvis Purim, and he left right away. If you look at the plane, that's what it looks like. Obviously, something else happened, but if you just look at a plane, it looks like he's one of the chevra by me, by the Suvis, by Purim. And he got right onto a plane. Planes aren't like this. The nest, everybody's, nobody got killed in that flight. But they have other mices, you know, it's like strange stories. So now one of the things they're doing is they're doing a mental test for pilots, which they do every couple of days. You need to be certified, obviously. Pilots constantly get recertified. But they're planning now to do much more. One of the safety things they're implementing is the mental state of the pilot. Not talking about drugs and these things. I'm talking about just mental state, that they're healthy mentally. Right? So one of the people in charge was saying, you know, we need people, whoever's flying the plane, should want to live. If the guy's own life doesn't matter to him, then how can we put, which makes a lot of sense. Imagine the pilot had a bad day and he's not mentally a good guy. He goes, you know what? This is the perfect place. Cult of. But then he takes a ganze ilum with him, the ganze tzibra. So they decided. So when I read this article, I went, wow, they were mechaven to Chazal. The musik. Chazal saying, if you put your life into somebody else's hands, you better make sure he cares about his life. If his life is not great, and he's, he could take it or leave it. Don't put your life in his hands. So they came up with it today, a couple thousand years later, they were mechaber. So Isaac Shem. So they made like a hair. He says, Oy mizok das ma'ot emuna. If you say you have emuna, it means every word of Chazal is lamitoy. So they said, they're going to work on it. He said, okay, now you can come. At least now you know what you're coming to my shul is to work to reach to my lady for the morning. That's his work. Lemaisa, the story goes that they all, these chevra got together and they put all their koiches, they were makar of their bus driver. But this this yid, this barber, that took care of Rabbi Isaac Sher, the Olam, what the Olam didn't know is, what was Rabbi Isaac Sher's pilus from him? He asked him, how did he get to be into Chevra Kadisha? What made him? He said, when he was in Europe, there was a yid who died in front of him, and he wanted him to have a schus of a kever Yisrael. And he went and he buried him. So this Jew that he was zoicha to bury didn't get burnt, and didn't, whatever happened to some of the other Jews, he buried him. With his own hands, he buried this Jew. And he said, this yid said, and I hold in the schus of me burying that Jew is how I was saved from the war. So Rabbi Isaac Sher said, a person who understands the value of one yid, the burial of one yid, I want him to be metapa with me. Thus is, I want him to be metapa. Somebody understands, he named on his whole atzola, everything he had in life, that he was zoicha to be saved was because that one Jew who he didn't even know who he was, probably not even a religious Jew. A Jew died in the Dortmund camp, the Nebuchadnezzar, in the concentration camp or wherever it was. He himself went at night and buried him. He was a strong person. He buried him. And because he didn't want the person to have a cave. He said, a Jew, he saw a Jew, Ayid. But that's what we see. Koton madlik es hagodl. By Ruchnius, it's the opposite. Not only there's no competition. Your only success is mityene. Das is the ganze Indian from the Shkolim. The ganze Indian from the Shkolim is that the ruchniyistik of success in Klal Yisrael is only in the ichud. In the what kind of, that's why in Brich Sator we say v'niyah chulanu, we about koshus for Klal Yisrael. V'niyah chulanu anachnu v'tzatzu enu v'tzatzu kulanu yodi. What's machm about koshus for Klal Yisrael? When you eat matzah, do you say alachilas matzah v'nizke kulanu liyos oichle matzah? When you shake lulav, do you make a bracha shekishon says v'tzivon al mitzvahs lulav? When Yerotzon Sheet and Hashem believe Kol Ishmi Yisrael L'Kayim L'Kachtem L'Chem. Where do we do that? Avor Abba, the same thing. The Zol Bezach L'Shmoy Alumay L'Lamed the Gans Klal Yisrael. Vos. The Ruchni is the success of Ruchni is our Kinyan of Ruchni is our Aliyan Ruchni is. It's a Kinyan that the Rebbeinu Shem gave to the Klal. It's the opposite of Gashmius. The Ran is telling us in Rosh Hashanah, Gashmius is competition. Ruchnius, it's the opposite. Your Kinyane Ruchnius, you grow from Yenah. And I want you to know, Kilkul Ruchnius is also that one. Kilkul, Hamachdias Arabe, may my speaking be able to ask the truth. Just like Kinyane Ruchnius is with the Klal, Kilkul Ruchnius is also with the Klal. And that was Amolik. Does Yerushalmi like that? Amolik given a ichud l'ra. That was Amolik's koyach. Achdus l'ra. Achdus l'ra is because it's also a Ruchnius. It's a negative Ruchnius. Also is destructive. Haman understood it. And Haman knew that if I want to destroy this nation, I need an achdus. How am I going to do achdus? It's not going to be like Doge with Elon Musk that we're going to make all the federal workers feel like they're garbage. Name. The opposite. He gave up. We're going to incentivize. We're going to make everybody mamish. They're going to be kishechot b'lei vechot. He understood the koyach of achdus. Now we need our koyach achdus. Be'echad ba'adam ha'shmin al ha'shkolim. Das ist unsere koyach. Unsere koyach, our koyach is, I asked you, ha'itochen, what's a schus for Haman? It's not a schus for Haman. But Haman was capitalizing. He was capitalizing on the strength of ichud l'ra. We can be'echad ba'adam ha'shmin al ha'shkolim. And that's why the only way to be mechanech the Mishkan, which has to bring Ashras Hashchin and the Gans Klal Yisrael, is norma to tomit. Only with the Gans Klal Yisrael. That's the way we're mechanech the Beis Hamikdash. That's the oifen of the Chinuch Beis Hamikdash. Because in Ali and Ruchlis, and the Mela, how we moicha Molech? Betzibur. That's why I asked you, it's not a Dovah Shebekdusha. That's the way we destroy Amalek. We destroy Amalek, Knoises Kol Ayudim, using the Koyach, Koton Madligas HaGadol. It could be B'derech Efsher. Why we have a modern din in Shkolim, it's not for now, it's very late already. Wow. This is a Shmuz Meshulash, L'chav Perim Meshulash. We find by Shkolim that a Koton is Shekel. A Koton gives a Shkolim. Yeah. Nachayv in Shkolim. But Mekabla Mehem. Some Rishonim old Koton in the Mishnah means Mamish a Koton less than Bar Mitzvah. Mamish less than Bar Mitzvah. So I'm like, it's the Rabbi Artenu, if it pochs me ben chof, or pochs me yud gimel. Right? La aloche ge paskin da zeh, da pochs me ben yud gimel. So everybody asks, Shar HaMelech, a kotn is not a bar kinyan. He can't even give it. How does he give it to the tzibur? How does a kotn give it to the tzibur? It's ki'ilu, we have gezel here. Meaning, the aloche is you have to be moiser le tzibur. So he says, look, I'm not going to go into the lomdus for them. Shar HaMelech says it's bitl barov. Fektik tzeis in avdi miluyim. Moment is not bottled. The Gemara in Bei Lamed Zayin. If somebody gives me $1 million and I mix it with $10 million, it doesn't become bottled. Fine, the tiyutzim, the moment is not bottled, the shibud is not bottled, but the actual marbei is here, but anafkamina. I'm not going into the lomdus. But the shaila is, why did... There's so many complications having a cotton give shkolim. Why do Chazal allow such a thing? The Torah says cotton madlik is hagod. This is the ganze musik. The whole musik of shkolim is that the smallest person contributing is madlik is hagod. This is koy dvar nim kash. Memeli even a cotton not achshivas. We don't turn down a shekel from a cotton. With all the complications in halacha, cotton madlik is hagod. The male came and saw him, Moshe Rabbeinu. All Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach is the Chassam Sefer says, if you look at Parshas Truma, the end of Parshas Truma, how does it end? For Chol Yisdoi is HaChoshes NeChoshes. For Atat Tetzaveh. Baruch HaShulchan, the Chassam Sefer says, NeChoshes are all the miles Moshe Rabbeinu had. Nevuah, Chochma, Sholem, all the Torah, all the miles from Moshe Rabbeinu, NeChoshes, is v'atat tetzadeh. It's all b'moshe Rabbeinu. But I wanted to be moisif to the Chassam Sofer that when Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason how Moshe was able to be oila to Madrig, he was able to be oila, was because Moshe given a ganzen bottle to Kal Yisrael. And I want you to know that even in the lomdus of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, it's also this you said. How was Moshe able to be Ava Nevi'im? What do we call Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah? Aspakalia amira. What is that? So there's a fascinating Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin says, why is it called Moshe saw through like a clear glass? Why is that the way you teach Moshe's nevuah? It's a binoculars. What is this? So he says a Moir de Gezach. The Maril Diskin says that whenever a Novi got nevuah, they saw it from their perspective. You understand? With their own negiah. So he gave a mashal. If you wear sunglasses, if you wear purple sunglasses, so the world is going to look purple. You understand? Because it's going to look what the glass looks. If you wear green sunglasses, the world looks a shtickle green. You'll see the color, you'll be able, when you take green and you look at red, you can see it's red, but it's greenish red. Everything looks a shtickle green. Yeah? Chazal tell us they went to Chul the Nevi'ah because they wanted that she's a Rachmanis, a Isha Rachmanis. She'll see it episode with a Vibisha with a Rachmanis. The Novi had some of himself in the Nevi'ah. Zok to Maril Diskin, Moshot Gizan on the gear. Aspakari Amira. There was no Moshe sunglasses. Moshe just saw what Hashem told him. There was nothing garnished. Was all just what Hashem. Clear glass. Now we understand. Moshe's Madrega was the Mechenin of Misifrecha. Das Guf is the Madrega. Moshe's kinyan in Torah, his kinyan of who he was because he was completely misbattled to Klal Yisrael. So the Va'ata is the Milo of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Parshas Tetzavi, which is Chinuch HaMishkon and Chinuch HaKoyanim, and it's talking about this Reimimus of Odom, the highest level you reach, that comes from the Va'ata. From the Nishtzich. From the not being mentioned as the greatest level. That's the greatest madrega. And to me, that's the unbelievable takeaway from the parasha. Umidavtos fashtein in Leben, that yes, in Gashmias there's competition. It's true. But Ruchnias, your competitor is a contributor. There's no such a thing. We mamish oyle, each one of us is mechazik the other. We're oyle, v'oyle, v'oyle, lamala, lamala. So al zoyche zayin, use our koiches together, and we should be zoyche to the eish godel, ayhudim oyse oyre v'simcha. You faxed it?